Well, today is the feast day of St. Paul of the Cross. St. Paul of the Cross was a great Italian mystic and founder of the Passionist Order. I'm sure many of you grew up with parish missions. It was really St. Paul of the Cross who invented the idea of having special missions, having missionary priests come around to a parish and spend a week and give talks and hear confessions. And so St. Paul of the Cross, in founding the Passionist Order, really made a great gift to the church, because for the last 300 years, the Passionists have been going around giving missions. Maybe some of you growing up used to attend the missions of the Passionists. As you know, they wear the black habit and the leather belt and the rosary, and they always preach holding a crucifix. And over their heart is placed an image of the Sacred Heart. You might have seen that, which has the name of Jesus on it and the flames, showing the Lord's passionate love for us. Well, St. Paul of the Cross was born in Italy in 1694, and he was actually the second of 16 children. And it's interesting that when you read the lives of the saints, you see how many of the saints came from large families, that these really are the seedbed for vocations for the church, that generosity of spirit really encourages vocations to the priesthood and religious life. They were sort of a middle-class family. The father had some financial difficulties. Young Paul had to leave school to help support the family. Paul even sold off some of his own possessions to help pay the family bills. And then as a young man, he began to meditate upon the passion of Christ. And he began reading Scripture and realizing what Jesus had done for him, meditating upon the scourging, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion. And this made a big impact upon Paul. And so at the age of 15, he began to spend more time in prayer and penance. He eventually joined the army for a year, the Venetian army, which was defending the faith. But after a year, he realized he was called to the priesthood, and he went back to a life of prayer and penance. And what he noticed was that there were many hardened sinners. There were many people that had such a hard heart that they had drifted away from God. They hadn't gone to confession in years. They weren't going to Mass. And he says, what can we do to reach out to the fallen away Catholics? What can we do to bring converts into the faith? And so he started this idea of parish missions, going around and preaching. And some of his parish missions would begin with street preaching, being out there in the marketplaces, preaching, getting people to come to the mission, to the sermons. They would have processions through the streets, candlelight prayer vigils, and really try to inspire the people to come back to God. The gifts that the Lord gave to St. Paul of the Cross were the gifts of prophecy and the gifts of healing. And he was so powerful in the pulpit that he was considered one of the greatest preachers. He was very challenging, very forceful in the pulpit, but in the confessional, he was incredibly gentle and compassionate to sinners. So he was called a lion in the pulpit and a lamb in the confessional. So he had that balance of being very strong in his homilies, and yet one of the greatest reconcilers of sinners that the church had at that time. His great desire was to bring England back to the Catholic faith, which had left after Henry VIII. And he says, England is always before my eyes. If it ever becomes a Catholic again, the benefit to the church will be immeasurable. Well, 65 years later, Father Dominic Barberi would go to England and bring Cardinal Newman into the Catholic Church. And this began the Great Oxford Movement. And from that, so many Catholics and great cardinals and bishops converted to the Catholic faith. So the prayer of St. Paul of the Cross began to be answered through his own Passionist Order, who helped to reconcile and bring Catholics and Episcopalians and Anglicans into the faith during that time period. He died in the year 1775, and we certainly ask his intercession for the work that's going to be occurring next week in our own parish, when we have one of the Fathers of Mercy, an order founded to do the exact same thing, to preach parish missions. So if all of you will come every night to the talks, beginning Sunday night through Thursday night, the Eucharistic Holy Hours and the great talks that Father David Wilson will be giving our parish. We'll be hearing confessions every morning after daily Mass, Monday through Thursday. We'll hear confessions every night after his talk. So we pray through the intercession of St. Paul of the Cross for a very fruitful and spiritual parish mission here at Holy Trinity. Now I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Paul of the Cross. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.